Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last year after year. Snag the hoodie that brings comfort for life. Save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20 at checkout.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Each one of us made superficial New Year's resolutions going into 2009.
That's right.
Mine this year is I want to catch a Marlin. I want to catch a Marlin. I've been trying for years and years and years. Aww. I can't even tell you how many hours I've logged on like deep sea fishing deals, how much money I have spent. Not even a bite, not even a damn bite. All I want is a Marlin this year.
I tried to find the pictures of me at age 12.
Yeah, Jeff was rubbing it in because he's caught like nine of them
That's
already.
That's hilarious. I caught one when I was 12.
Well, it doesn't really count.
Yeah, and I'm talking about competition in this room. Damn, back from when you were 12.
It was one of those things where I didn't realize what
it's
I was.
It's Bert's dream.
What I was trying
This is about Bert. This is not about you.
I was trying to say when I brought it up was it's very possible because it's just luck of the draw because like. The very first time I was ever out on a boat like that, you know,
First time I was ever on a boat. It came so naturally.
That's why you brought it up.
I'm back with Steve
Fisherman. I wasn't even a teenager yet.
It was like 11 or 12. Feel bad going on with the story, but I will. And and so they set the whole thing up for you because I'm a kid. I don't know. And they're just like, okay, this one's yours. And then I was sitting there and then all the other people were over on the other side of the boat like having beers. And all of a sudden the line started to go. Bzzz.
So is it because I'm not familiar with deep sea fishing.
The rod's in a stand.
Okay.
You don't do anything except hold it when they catch it for you.
Okay.
And then you are the one that brings it in.
Oh, hold on, Bert. Jeff's done it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, you don't even get when you're 12. You don't even
burn.
You don't even really get to hold it.
I may have to change my superficial goal. Oh,
but my point was, it's very possible because I just got lucky.
Whatever. So you were trying to encourage Bert.
Yeah.
Okay.
Telling him about when I caught one when I was 12.
It's very encouraging.
And you did it more than once or just that time?
No, just once.
Just that time.
Anyway. I think maybe. I got one when I was 14.
When I was 5.
I got, you know what? I got one actually in Lake Hartwell last summer.
So I think I read The Old Man and the Sea when I was like 20 years old. And it was at that point where I'm like, I've got to catch a Marlin. Mm-hmm. And it's been 20 years and it still hasn't happened. So... that was mine for this year. What was yours, Jen?
I want to play a decent 18 holes of golf.
Yeah. I mean, and that takes a lot. I mean, you just can't go out there and do it, so it's going to take some effort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I played as a kid, so I'm hoping it'll be like riding a bike, but I have a feeling it'll be a little more challenging than that.
You know, Jeff is a scratch golfer.
Oh, yeah?
You know, I hit a hole-in-one when I was
that
9.
Luck of the draw, Jen. Just luck of the draw.
And Melissa?
Being the geek on the show and loving gaming and, you know, anime and all that stuff, I thought, you know what? I'm in radio. I think what a really cool thing would be is to do some kind of voiceover work in something, whether it be the video game, whether it be some kind of animation. And so close to it, there is a studio in Alpharetta called High Res Studios that has a new multiplayer game that they're releasing called Global Agenda, and they made the offer in December after hearing that on the show for me to come in. So in February, first week in February, I'm going in and talking to them and doing all that. So,
you're going to be in a video game, man.
So,
that is all right, and Jeff, what was yours?
To get on a game show and win a prize. Which you could say you've already
done. I've already done that. I won $600 or something like that,
still,
but I was on it.
You brought home a check or a... you know, showcase a Winnebago and a moped or whatever from a game show. And I would like to go to a game show and win something. Because I think going and coming home with nothing is like, what's the point in that? But if you go and even come home with whatever.
I think you can even get a consolation prize.
A set of patio furniture or a copy of the home game.
Mm-hmm.
I think that all counts. So,
oh, yeah.
The home game.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Sucked. That means if you were really, really bad, then you walk home with the home edition.
But that's okay because you'd bring it home and then like you put it on a shelf in your house and you're like, oh yeah, that's from the time I was on whatever, you know, Deal or No Deal or whatever.
Sure. So. And Wendy appears to be knocking on the door, actually, of her 2009 superficial New Year's resolution.
It is a big one.
I believe the stars are starting to align for mine. My superficial goal is to date an NFL player and be, I know, it sounds cheesy, but whatever.
Well,
it was
if you're
a long
single
stretch.
And you're, I mean, why not? Yes.
So it was to date an NFL player, or we actually just put it to athlete's brother's cousin, whatever I could get at this point.
Connected to a team somehow.
We're lowering the bar each week.
We're setting it really low and to sit in the family section for the game next fall. So whenever football starts back up, I would be in their section, ready to go, cheering on my man who's playing football.
All right. So let me clarify what the goal is here. Is the goal just to date a football player, or is it to date a football player long enough to sit in the family section? Because this could be two totally different things here.
Yeah, long enough to sit in the family section.
Well, you're too far out from the season. You need to put this off for like 7 months.
But
you're
going
to have to date this guy for an entire year in order to get in the family section.
Let's not knock
not
her down before.
See what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying, but I want to hear what's going on.
Okay, so
I dated an NFL player, by the way.
I was 14. I wore his junior high school jersey. It's awesome.
Okay, so yesterday afternoon, I'm browsing through my MySpace, just checking messages, blah blah blah. Well, I get this message from this guy. His name is Matt or whatever. And I open it up, and he was like, hey, I know this is going to sound really random, but I'm new in town. I don't know a single person. I'm here training for the NFL Combine.
Booyah!
What is that? The NFL Combine is where they bring all the players together who have
college
been training.
Players.
The college players who have graduated, ready to go into the draft. They bring them all together to scout for the NFL teams. So the Combine's in like 2 months.
It's like, to put it in your terms, Melissa, it's like back in the 4-H meetings when they would bring the cows into the thing and walk him around once before people would start bidding on him at the cow and pig auction.
Check his gums.
Right.
Make sure his belly
looks
pink.
You think Jeff's being mean to me, but I certainly have been to an auction before and have been to the 4-H Center many times in Columbia. So
this
anyway.
Guy's, he's not an NFL player yet, but he's a college player that might be. So he has to go for this basically a tryout for all the teams where they see how fast you can run and how high you can jump. And if your scores are high then you'll get drafted into the NFL.
Gotcha.
And your agent's pulling for you. So he has an agent, all this stuff. So
but you have to be good enough to get into the Combine.
Absolutely.
So you're a prospect,
right?
If you get there, right?
I'm not sure if everybody's invited or there's just a certain amount of invitations. I'm not really sure how that works.
To me, that's destiny. If a dude that's about to be potentially in the NFL next season randomly emails Wendy. Oh, I'm just
random.
I'm in town and I don't know anybody.
It was very random. He's like, I was just browsing on here and just like the first person I saw, I decided to message you.
So, and he knew he was coming to Atlanta. He probably searched
Atlanta.
He's in Atlanta now.
Yes.
Okay. Does he live here?
No. He has he's got just a couple of family members here, but he's not from here at all. And said he didn't know anybody. He was trying to meet people so he could go out. Just got here on Saturday. So I sent him a message back and I was like, hey, how's it going? Blah, blah, blah. Really fast. I was like, ooh, Destiny, this is fun. So we exchanged a couple emails back and forth. And then eventually he just dropped his number in there. He was like, seriously, I just need to go out, meet some people, meet some friends. I'm going to be here for a while. So we exchanged a couple text messages last night and then exchanged phone conversation last night. And we will be hanging out tonight.
Booyah.
Okay.
Cool. Booyah. So this could be potential, maybe.
But now, going back to what Bert said, it is January. So that is a long way.
Before, like,
August, September?
But not even that. He's like an NFL dude. We actually had really good conversation last night.
Blah, blah, blah.
No, I'm serious.
Your bar is going to come down lower because your goal is to date an NFL player. So even if he doesn't meet the right criteria, I say you'd go for
Let's
it.
Let's reiterate, is this a superficial goal?
It is
so
superficial.
We're not, I know we're being contradictory to relationships and loving the person. So no, a superficial goal is to go out with an NFL player.
And Sean would call you desperate because he met him online.
Totally.
But it wasn't an online dating site.
It wasn't a dating site, no.
Although some would call Facebook and MySpace that.
Yeah.
Good morning, Kristen. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, Bert Show.
Good morning.
I was just telling her that I work for a company that... ironically, the players that are going to the draft are living in this area for the next 10 months for their training. I just met a couple of them yesterday. I don't know if I can disclose what teams they're going for or whatnot, but I know that they're staying where they're staying and where they're training. And their training has begun. They train twice a day at like 8 a.m. and 2 p.m., and then they are gone as of March 1st. They all go back home, and then they wait for the phone call. But the ones that are here already know they're going to the draft, and they're picked for the first round. They're favored to go in the first round draft.
Wow. So, okay.
That's cool.
So this is the real deal, right?
So that's what they need is a distraction. That's what they need before they sign a seven-figure contract is Wendy parading back and forth, waving, going, I just want to get to the family section.
Need a personal life a little bit. Get out, see the town a little bit.
Yeah. Why is the NFL Combine held here in Atlanta?
Well, it's not held here. The training facility is here, though.
Training is here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. One of the top-notch training facilities is just out of Atlanta.
So yeah. Why don't you get an internship there?
That's
you
pretty cool.
Give massages or something.
Look how she used the secret, though. She said she was going to date an NFL player, and then out of nowhere... Dude, that's going to be drafted into the NFL?
Well, the problem is, Wendy, I don't think you have the confidence to pull off the secret yet, because before this, it was date a celebrity, and you ended up with David Cook's brother. So
well,
I think
sometimes you shoot for the moon, and you end up in the stars.
Does a magician get it right very first time? No, they probably follow just a little bit shy before they learn how to do the magic trick correctly.
Sometimes you go for the quarterback, the other time you just get the punter. or the long snapper. I mean, I don't really care at this point. I'm just kidding.
Sometimes you're the salmon, sometimes you're the bear.
The bear.
Get it? The Bird Show.